Let us again start the sugya from Daf Kuftes Vav Amid Aleph. Omar Rabbeloz Omar Rabbi Shaye Kol Shetibulei Bemashke Tzorech Netilus Yedayim. That's something that you metabol a food that you metabol in mashke, so you need Netilus Yedayim. Omar Rafope Shmami No Haichase Tzorech So the Shema Mino is very unclear. Rabbi Nechananel says, "Omar Rapope Shema Mino midiktoni morer torich netilos yedayim." This has nothing to do with Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shai said, "Kol shitibuli b'mashke tzorich netilos yedayim." Rapope said, "We learned." L'cheira, we learned, we'll see later in the Baraisa here, some of that's the Makir. We learned that Morer needs Netilas Yadayim. So weiss doch ois, that Morer is a dover shetibuli b'mashke. So we see from this, tzorech lishkuye b'charoises. That in order to mishum kapet, that you have to submerge it in charoises. So therefore, while he's in the process of submerging it, we'll see, so he'll be touching the charoises, he'll be metama the charoises. And therefore, so it's a dovo shetibule b'mashke, which we'll see the reason is because he's metama the mashke. So therefore, he needs netila by more. The is al kedai tach leitzoich lishkuye, if you'll say that it is not necessary to be mash, to submerge the morer in charoises will be sufficient maybe just to dip it in. Netilas yadayim lomuli. So why do you have to wash the hand? Why did we learn that by morer you have to, there's a din netila. Why is there a din netila? Netilas yadayim lomuli. Holei noga. It is not necessary to touch the mashke in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tibul, you can mekayim the mitzvah of tibul, the din tibul, without touching the mashke. So why do you need netila? So the Gemara says no. It could very well be that you don't have to be mashkiah. And lemaise, that the charoises makes that the kapo should die, not from being submerged in the charoises, but from the reyach of the charoises. Elo lomoli netilas yadayim. I bezoi, so why do you need netilas yadayim? If you don't have to submerge it completely, al tedin tibul, you don't have to touch the mashke, so why do you need netilas yadayim? Duma mishakilei. He might be mashke, he might submerge it completely, so therefore, you have to dip it in. So a person might dip it in completely. It'll be very firm, even though the halacha is not mechayiv that. So in order to ensure that it shouldn't be a dova shetibulei b'mashke, so therefore Chazal said you need netila. Ba'omar Rav Popper, another member of Rav Popper, leinishi inish morer b'charoises. A person should not keep the morer in charoises for a longer period of time. Dilma agav chalye the tavlin, maybe because of the acidity or the sweetness of the tavlin, mevatel leilam rurei. So he'll be mevatel if this stays long in the charoises, he'll be mevatel the meriris of the morer, ubeinon tam morer veleken. And we need a tam morer. We'll see later that there's a psabazundar aloche by achilas morer that is not sufficient to eat morer. You have to be margish the tam of the meriris. So memelis, in order to ensure that you'll be toyim a tam morer, you should make sure you shouldn't hold it in long. You should just dip it in and take it out right away. Adberei Rav Chisda l'Ravna Ukve. Exactly what the Taich Adbere is, I don't know. It's a Loshen Eltam Gefir, it's a Loshen Yadber, I don't know. Vidorash, and he tarshant, notal yodov betibur rishen, notal yodov betibur shen. Even though he washed his hands by the first tibul, he has to wash his hands again by the second tibul. Amru rabonon kamei the Rav Papa. So the Rabbanan told over this Maimel that there's a din, there's a chiyuv netila by the Tzibur Sheini. And they told Rav Papa, this Maimel, that there's a din netila by the Tzibur Sheini, ba'almeid, was not speaking about the two tibulim of the Seder. No, speaking about if a person, Stamazay, was eating, and he was neitel yodo for one tibul, if he decides later to make a second tibul, he has to wash his hands again. The isal kedai toch hoch itma, because if you'll say that this maima of neitel yodo the tibul rishon is speaking about the seder, that he has to wash his hands for the second tibul. Lo mali netila shiadaim treizim. Why is it necessary to wash his hands two times? Ha mashala yode chodesim. We'll see the Rashbam. He says, Bishloim, if it's speaking is out ba'alme. So the pshat is that a person made one tibul. Who says he's going to make another tibul? Who says he's aimed to make another tibul? So therefore, if he decided later to make a second tibul, so Memela, there was Nicha Hesach Adas from the Netila, since Bishas, when he made the first Tibul, then he had no intentions of making a second Tibul, so we assumed there was a Hesach Adas, so therefore you have to wash your hands over again. But if we're speaking about the Trei Tibuli of the Seder, so he knows that he's going to make two Tibulim. Even the Yingol and the Manishtana asks already, he knows that there's going to be two tibulim. So basement dog, there's going to be two tibulim. So Memele, so the netila of the first tibul should help for the second tibul. Lomeli netila shedayim trei zimne, moshtala yodei chode zimne. He washed his hands once already. So therefore, Omru loy, so they told Rapope, Akochach, we have to say pshat in this maimah of Rav Chisde, that he's speaking about Baalme. Amalahu Rav Papa Adarabe. Punkfakel. Ochitme. This whole Maime is speaking about the Seder. Not about Stamazai. Die Salke Deitach Baalme itme. Lomoli Treti Buli. Beloschene Schwer. Notal Yodov Betibu Rishen. Notal Yodov Betibu Shen. Weiss ist, there has to be a Tibu Sheni. Like this, if it's Stamazoi speaking about a person that's eating Stamazoi, Neitel Yodov im Reutzel Asis Tibul Sheini. Neitel Yodov be Tibul Sheini. Weiss du, there has to be a Tibul Sheini. So it can't be speaking about Baalme. Loma li trei Tibule. Frag the Gemara Ella Mai Hochi Itme. Okay, so what do you say, Rapope? It's speaking about by the Seder. Netilas yedayim trei zimni lomoli. So why do you need two tibulim? Two netilas. Hamoshel ayode chode zimni. Wash his hands once already. And for the Gemara Omri, I'll tell you, kiven the boiler meimer agadita v'halilim, since after the first tibul, he has to say hagoden halu, tul masuchi aschei ledayte v'nogas. Maybe he's Messiah das. Maybe he's Messiah Das from the first Netila, and therefore he has to make a new Netila. Let us see the Rashbam. Kol shetibulei b'mashkin, kigoin yerek b'kutach, oi b'choymet, tzorich Netila shiodayim, mishum mashke, because of the mashke, sheyodayim shniyos, the yodayim ha-shniyos, וכל הפויסל הסתרומה מטעמה משכן לי הישתחילה. וכל הפויסל הסתרומה מטעמה משכן לי הישתחילה. Now, it's a shtickle ha'ore. There was a pilpul in the Gemara if one dips in an oichel in a mashke, but it doesn't have to be completely submerged. L'chayre, as a dachsach mea, so there was a psashayla, do you need netila or don't you need netila? That was the shayla. Do you need netila? Don't you need netila? So lechayre, so what kills the kapef, the reyach or the chareisus kills the kapef. Uh, L'chayre, Yerek Bekutach, I mean, let us see, I mean, the way the Rashbam says, Yerek Bekutach, Oy Bechoyimet, Tzorch Netilus Yedayim, when you eat Yerek and you dip it in Bekutach, do you have to submerge it completely? I mean, why was there a pilpul over here by Mora? I mean, L'chayre, every tibble, the Rashbam says in the Mishnah, Dalkam Lechol Aidei Tibul. So does that mean they stuck it in completely, or they stuck in a chelik of it? That's also a Dova Shetibulei B'mashke. And it's very unclear. I mean, L'chayre, everything that's Nechol Aidei Tibul, you don't have to submerge it completely. So why over here, unless the Gemara understood there the Gzeire better? I mean, could be if he enjoys the eating it al-Bederich-Tibul, he might stick in the whole thing. That he understood. But if it's only done for halachic purposes, only for kapa, then the Gemara was not afraid that he would stick in the whole thing, since the only reason he's doing it is only for kapa. The ace is that Gzeire the Gemara was unaware of. The Gemara understood that some people like to dip in just the Roisha Yerek, some people like to dip in the whole Yerek, so that the Gemara understood already that you would need Netilas Yedai. Tzorech Lishkuei Bechareises Mishum Kape, Aras, Oros, Shechazeres Yesh by Oros, so here's a type of a Sam, Keder Chabetzolim, Hilkach, so since the Halach is you have to be Mashkiya, the Chazeres, the Chareises, so that's when you need to use a daim kiddul kama. Like, the kiddul kama is, like, notal yoda of betibu rishon is notal yoda of betibu shayin. Sharei negeye b'mashkin, because he's touching the mashkin, k'shemeshakeya es ha-chazeres b'chareises, when he sticks in the chazeres and the chareises. V'rabbi nechanan l'pirish kapo te'ilas, t'sani betrumis ha'teloim shebikrilonis, v'sakape shebiyerek, yavchushim shebechoymet shebiyayin, mutorim, you're allowed to eat them, they're mutar al tiso sheret, sinenam b'mesanenes asurim, the kivin, the porish, v'mokim revisei, since it was porish from where it was niskadol, have like yisheret ha'sheret al-oretz, k'domar b'shili el-treifes, v'ikar. So he likes the rabbi nechanan l'pshat. So the Gemara says, "Toloi noga yodai b'mashke." So why, if you say nitazoi, that it is not necessary to be mashkia the chazeres in chareises completely? So why do you need netila? Gemara says, "Dilma mashakilei." Agav chol yei. So the Gemara said, "You should not be mashe the chazeres." Should not be mashe the chazeres in the chareises, because it could be agav chol yedetavlim mevatalei lemrurei. The acidity of the tavlin will be mevatal the meriris of the morah. Zok the Rashbam agav chol yed shenoisnim boi tapuchim kedemuchach lekamon zeichel tapuach. So luchad is Rashbam is very schwer. The Gemara says later. And daf kufta zayin in the chareises you put tavlin, you put tapuach. That's the ingredients of chareises. So Agamore says the cholye comes from the tavlin. Agav cholye the tavlin. And the Rashbam says agav cholye. Why is the cholye shenoyis neboy tapuchin? Kemuch lekamon zeichel tapuach. So that's not like the Gemara. The Gemara says agav cholye the tavlin. The Rashbam is to say they put tapuchin in. So it would seem the Rashbam did not have argirsa agav cholye de tavlin. Tachsimet the Rosh is geires agav cholye de chareises because of the cholye of chareises. So there the Rashbam commanded, where's the cholye of chareises? Rashbam says no, there's tapuchim in the chareises. So memele, so that gives the acidity. So, not a yod of letibo rishin shel shar yarke, letibo shayni chazeres. Or ba'al mitmer. So they told Rav Pope that this maimer was said ba'al mitmer. Bishar tibulim, she bishar yimoy sashone, she einon kva, of shenaitel yod of lerishin, vayhoye yedeya, she soif shayni lovoy, V'siach datoi. He did not know that there will be a second Tibbul. Again, we have to understand the Rashbam says, Kol macholam al yedei Tibbul. So what does this have a meaning? Look upon him, or maybe you know Bechlau, they're going to serve a second course. I don't know, Klo, but look upon him, that's what the Rashbam says, that here there's a svar, he was unaware there would be a second Tibbul. So therefore, V'si yirdatay mishmiras yodo. This alkadaitach ochi gabi moriritma amai amoshele yode chodesim nebe tiborishni. Wash his hands ready for the tiborishni. So the Gemara says, aschei ledaitay v'noga b'shum dvar tinov. He touched something at dvar tinov. It's very interesting. That means even though the Gemara says that because since there's hollow and a god, look, even the boy lemaim agadite v'alila dilma asuchi aschei ledaite. Min lechayre mehechiteisi, when one is saying hollow in a god, he should touch a dova metunif. But it would seem felt, we see that the halach is when you eat something, you have to wash your hands, or stam yadayim askonius. When you learn, you don't have to wash your hands. So upon him, we see the tinuf with his matzrich, netile, by adovah shetibuli b'mashke, or by achilos pas, is not matzrich, netile, by limud ha-Torah. So that's what the Gemara says. Since he's not oisik and achile, this halo, this agode. So memele, that's why he needs netile shiadayim. There's the Bir Aloche brings down a Shibayli Aleket, Simen Tofayin Hay. Perhaps he learned a different pshat in our Gemara. It's a very interesting Shibayli Aleket. There in Simen Tofayin Hay it's brought down, not the Yod of a Tibor Rishon, he has to wash his hands in Tibor Shein. Zok, so he brings a Shibayla Aleket. Im borur loy, if he knows Sheshimer Yodov, v'loy noga v'kisvei ha-koydesh, oy b'shar dvorim ha-metamim es ha-yedayim, ein tzorech lachzer v'lito. So darsach mir, the Shibayla Aleket that have been skipadet, why is ha-goden, halo, why is this a hesach ha-das from the netila, look to ha-goden, halo. So he throws in an inyan, borloi, shaloi noga bekitvei hakoidish. So dachsach meirtei toch tvei chedushim. One chedush it says, that's what we had aloche, that a noge bekitvei koidish is metame yodov legabi trume. So who adin is metame yodov legabi adova shetibule b'mashke? That's one yesod. This is bechlal a very big chiddush because there's a bir aloch and seif hilchas netilas yadayim that brings the chayei adam zok nireli that if a person touched kisvei hakodesh or tefillin in the middle of the suda he has to wash his hands because since it's metame yadayim lagabi trume so who adin it's metame you're not allowed to eat chulin. That's a nireli of the chayei adam. There the bir aloch shlugs him up. He says, "Kein zoknish da zazach, that the negi bekisvei hakodesh, then he brings a raya from an eshkel, that you don't have to wash your hands, if you touch kisvei hakodesh." That's the Bir Aloch and Seif Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. And here, the Bir Aloch himself brings down the Shibayli Aleket, that you do have to wash your hands by negi of kisvei hakodesh. But besides this, the it seems, how does kisvei hakodesh come in? Now that's the kisvei hakodesh. It's very poshut. They're going to say halu. So they went and took a tilum that was written on a cloth. They medav zogin halu. Or they darshan the psukim, rami oivadovi, could be for practical purposes. I mean, between you and me, since that, agode mistama wasn't printed. Lamaise, bisman, amishta, bisman chazal, this was dvorim shebalte, yata reshoi lekaithon. They didn't have a siddur. they didn't have Sidurim Bizman Chazal. That fell into the category of Dvorim Shebal Peyate Shoyle Kaiswam. Later, at least last Hashem, they wrote Sidurim. Because everything was Baal Peh. So the Haggadah was also Baal Peh. So some moment about the Halul, the Dvorim Shebiksav. So when the person in the Dvorim Shebiksav said he had a clap, they had a Tilim of Gedumim the Tilim and Gizak Halul. So Mamela, so that Takik even and maybe by the Psukim, Arami Oivadovi of Magadumanachumish, we got the Sefer Torah Bazir. That's what they had. The rest was the droshes were Baal Peh. So Mamela, so it could be the Haggad and the Halal Taka they touched Kisvei HaKodesh. So Mamela, that's why we need the Tila Zukdesh. What if he knows he didn't touch Kisvei HaKodesh? So then he says he should zichana macha broch on the Tila Shedai, because There was no Tumas Yadayim. Let us see Taisus. The Taisus, Kol Shetibule Bemashke Tzorich Netila. Now Taisus is going to bring down a Psarashi, which we don't have by us. Perish Bekunteres, Afal Gav Tekaimolon, Anoitol Yodov LePeres Areza Migasei Haruah. By Peiris, there's no din Netila. But even the Ika Mashkin, since there's Mashkin also, the Sadovo, Shetibule be Mashkin. The Kaimulon, Kolapoisela, Satrume Metame Mashkin, Liestrile. So if Metame the Mashkin, like this, if there's no Mashkin, so what is this? So there's no problem. Because Stam Yadayim are Shneer. Chulin is not mekabel tumah from a sheni letumah. So if he touches an apple, a dry apple, it's golnish megolnish. Nothing happens to the apple. But if he touches a wet apple already, so memele, so the mashke will become a rishin letumah, kol apaisel asatumah, that means a sheni letumah is metame mashke liyestrila, so the mashke becomes a rishin, so we have here a rishin letumah. You have to know that the problem is also because the mashkin will be metama the apple or the mashkin alone. He's eating mashkin, he's drinking mashkin tomato. That's debatable. That perhaps we'll talk about soon. But al koponim, but since there's mashkin, so some say noitel yodov lepeiris areza migase yaruach, because his hands can't be metama the peiris. But when there's mashkin, we have a klal kol apaisel satumah metama mashkin yistchila havlo hamech peiris kemeinamo. Now this is a key word in Shitas Rashi. So memele, the peiris have the same halacha like pas. The tzorech litel kemoi benamo. Just like the zadin netila by pas, the zadin netila by dovo shetibule lamashkin. So, this Rashi said that it's one din netila, the same netila. Now, let's just say, just let's be magdim, one nekude. The Gemara says in the Seif of the, the eighth Perek in Broches, Gemara darshins viskadishtem zumayim rishonim viskadishim zumayim achronim. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that there's a din netila shedayim viskadishtem. There's a din netila mitzad kedusha. Of a yidav zayin a kodesh, so there's a din of netila. Now let us be meisif one nekude, which the goyin and simen kufin and ches is mevayel according to Shitas Rashi. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuvav says that why is there a din netilas yadayim by pas by Chulin? So the Gemara says mishum srach trume. So what does that mean? It means as follows: the kahanim the bread that they used to eat was trume. It was made out of they got dogon for trume and they made bread out of it. Now, this trume, if they will not wash their hands, will become tame. Because tam yadayim ashniyis, so they're gonna touch the trume, they're gonna tame the trume, they're gonna eat trume tmei mid rabon. So, they zikha have to wash their hands. So now, Now we're going to start getting into a complicated affair. That means the truma bread, you have to wash your hands. The kulin bread, you don't have to wash your hands. So it's very complicated. Remember, which is truma, which is kulin. So in order to be malgul, that you should wash your hands before you eat pas, so the masakin, by kulin, also, you have to wash your hands. Not only by Kahanim, but by Yisraelim. Now you know, before you eat pas, you wash your hands. And Mestomim, most of the Truma was pas. That was what was that. The Truma, the Arais, is by Dagon. And the Dagon was mostly used for pas. So in order to enforce that there should be a Netila by Truma, they said, pas of Chulin also needs Netila. The Ben Yehine says, By Peiris, there's no Truma de Reis, Truma Peiris de Rabon, so it didn't make it, because the whole thing is Yayin, the Goncho, that's Dogon, that you have your Kemach, then you have Siroish Rabbi Yitzorecho, is Yayin and Shemen. Yayin and Shemen normally, you don't touch it, Yayin you drink from a Kais, some Amela. The main problem was by Pass, you touch the Pass with both your dimes, so then it was a Takone, of Netila. Now, this Natona, this was a Takona of Srach, because of Srach Truma. Afal Pikein, we see the Gemara in Chulin says that there's the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah now to wash your hands. Mitzvah Shmoy Divrei Chachomim, mitzvah Shmoy Zapsad Roshen, Asmachte. We see the Gemara says Viskadishtem. So the Goyin seems to be Mavaya that even though the Tchilas HaTakone was Altstrume, but later Chazal made it Episazoi, not only a din in Truma, that was the reason why they made the Takone. But now there's a din already that Pas needs Netila, there's a din Miskadishtem, there's a mitzvah. So therefore, Bizmanenu, even though Truma is not, we don't have Truma, or Chutzlot, there's no Truma, but Al Kaponim, the din Netila remains Altstrume, there's such a loch. So let us go one step further. So if Rashi said that a dover shetibuloi bemashkin needs netila, to have a like kiname, so we have to say also the same shtikteir. That even though, and the Goyin explains as follows, in a prat is a dover shetibuloi bemashkin better than pas. Because pas, when I'm eating pas shel chulin, I'm not being metamed at all. But atzrach truma, there's a din netila. Adovo shetibulei b'mashkin, the Chazal didn't want me to eat macholim t'meim. So I'm taking and taking to macholim t'meim. The mashke is t'meim, the doichel is t'meim. So there is zichra tum over here. So Rashi held, so even though the tchilas atakone started off with a psacheshben of tume, but Al Kaponim, eventually, it is the same like the Din Netila on Pas. Now there's the Miskadishtem. There's a Din Netila, it's the same Din Netila. That is how Rashi learned, and with this we'll understand why Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi. The Ein Nira Leforish came. So Tosfos says, I wish to disagree with Rashi, that Rashi says that the Din Netila of Dover Shetibuli B'mashkin is the Din Netila of Pas. Im kein kiporich, when Rapope asked Akasha, Lomali netilus yadayim holoi noga, he didn't touch the mashke, umaynav kemino, afilu iloi noga, afilu he didn't touch it, the soif ochil mashke hametubu, he's eating mashke that was metubu, loi gora, mei oichil machmas machil, the boy netilus yadayim, it's not worse than Eichel Machmas Machel. Now, Eichel Machmas Machel means as follows. There's a very interesting halach in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. What is the din if Reuven wants to eat pas, but Reuven doesn't want to wash his hands? It's a kasha v'maisa. His hands are chapped. He doesn't want to wash his hands. So he tells Shimon, listen, I'll tell you a night. I won't touch the pas. You take the pas. You stick it into my mouth. I won't touch the pas. No, and Shimon is the hapruma. Shimon washes his hands and everything. He sticks the pas in Reuven's mouth. So the halacha is that Reuben is not permitted to eat the pas. Reuben is mechuyev to wash his hands, not Shimon. The oichel has to wash. The tatakonis chazal was not hanegeya bepasoch little yodov. Ha oichel bepasoch little yodov. Atechen advorim agiyim ha oichel machmas machel. That even though he's not touching the pas, someone else is feeding him, someone else is touching the pas, the oichel has to wash his hands. So we see from over here that the din netile by pas is a din in the oichel. Ha oichel pas, he has to wash his hands. Even though he's not touching it. So what was Rapope Tainet? That Araya, you have to be mashkia the chazeres and charoises. Because if you say you don't have to be mashkia, so why does he have to wash his hands? He didn't touch the mashke. If this is the same dinatila, I feel like you don't touch the pas, you also have to wash hands. So what's pshat in Rapope? That's Taisvis Kasha. So Tainet the Goin, he says, Amor de Keteretz, he says it's no tzushtel. He says, by Achilas Pas, Bemisin, by a Pas of Chulun, it's not Tomei to begin with. I touch the Pas, I don't touch the Pas, it's Golnish but Golnish. Nothing happens to the Pas. No, Chazal asa to eat a Pas Shal Chulun without Natila, or to Pas Shal Tuma. But the Pas Shal Chulun, my touching is Loimal Loimayrit. So he said, and that was the Takona. The Takona was, you need Natila, the Oichel needs Natila. He says, good, because they were goyza pashal chun, oto pashal tum. He says, by adovashatibuli bemashke, the din netil is not because of something else, it's because of itself, because the mashkin became tome. The memelech, so chazal, man yutid mashkin tmei, so they made a din netil, but the din netil eventually became nishtalshal, and the din biskadishter. But al kalponim, it started when the mashkin became tummy, when he touched the mashkin. If he dipped in the chazeres in chareses without touching it, so we didn't do nothing. This is not a dovah shetibuli b'mashkin. There was no tummy whatsoever involved over him. So here, fashteitzach, there won't be a din of oichum machmas machu. Void vechilo yoda hamakshe di iko le meichesh dilme noga ke di omar a pope. Kolosh na taisis is schwer, lochere de, would be better, the masha macht is good, abo, the lochere would be better vechilo yoda ra pope di iko le meichesh dilme noga ke di omar a makshe. Lochere ra pope was the one that said it, and then the makshe asked him, what's the raya? Benir, al kaponim, Taisa says, Anu Mahalach, the netila dahoche loy mishum kedusha nekiyis. This is not a netila of mitzvah l'shmai divrecha chomem viskadishtem, but the netila of pas, kamoi benama, elo mishum shaloy yitmo yitamei amashkin liyis tchila. The whole purpose is he should not be metama the mashkin. And what if he is metama the mashkin? V'yei osa lishtois and believe so as gufoim. Bezman, when they were Nizer and Taris, so one was not permitted to be Metamez Guf, there's a Psula Guf. If it's not perfect, based the Chulun, a Shoichet, lo Yotzim Emdam, a Yotzim Emdam, ain't a Cholim, be a Daim, a Suavay. And it would seem the reason is because a Yedei, the Yachila, he'll be Metamez himself. Period. So Memele, so Taisva says, Bekitza, this is not a Netila, Alt Kedusha, this is a Netila Alt Tare, and we'll see this Netila was only applicable Bisman when they were Nizer and Tumavetare. We'll see Bismaneno that we're not Nizer but Tumavetare, so the whole thing is not applicable. Taisus will say this later. So that's what Taisus said. V'omar Nami B'seder HaSeder. Taisus brings down Gemor and Broches. Heviu Lehen Yayin. So the Gemara says as follows, they first brought wine, kol echod noitel yodei achas. So each one washed one hand. Now, what kind of a netila is this one hand? If, here's Shenechad Akash and Rashi, if the netila is als viskadishtem. We don't find the netila of one hand. You wash both hands. If the whole netila is only, you shouldn't be metame the mashke, so fakelt. One hand holds the kais. Hevilam yain, kolechad neito yode achas peirish. Shelo yetame hayayim v'yivsel gufay. V'hosom sagi b'yad achas. Since the holding the teal is only al-ktume, so one hand is also sufficient. Avo b'more, now this one's the fam, for why do you have to wash both hands? Negeye b'beis yodom. I mean, whatever you might be metame the more, that you have to wash. V'komar, so fine. Come on, now the Gemara says in Brachas further, Hisibu, what happened? So they washed one hand, in order to make sure that they shouldn't be metama the yain, and the yain will be poisel as gufa. Hisibu, what happens afterwards when they came to eating the pas? What happened then? Mevi'in lehem mayim. Then you bring them mayim. Af al pisha kol echot kvar notal yode achas. Chayzer v'neitel beis yoder. Now you have to wash both hands. Tosis afagav damrine notel yoder achas mishtifa achas teire. Tzorech lito shteyim. Lefisha netila rishayna leoysa l'shem kdushim. No, that goes further. Okay, so what's shatan Tosis kash? So Tosis kash is as follows. So the Goyin explains, Tosis had a meredike kash on Rashi. If you will say, that the din netilas yodayim by adovo shetibulei b'mashke is of l'shem kedusha. So the kash is when you wash your hands now for pas, why do you have to wash both hands? Wash the other hand. One hand is a gevash neshayim. So how the Tosis understand is that raya the first netila was not l'shem kedusha. The first netila was only for tumentare. So now there's a din netila of iskadishtem, so you have to wash the first hand over again, because it was not nitol l'shem kedusha, it was nitol l'shem tumah v'tahara. Levi shenetila rishoyna lehoysa l'shem kedusha, lekach sovar amak shedbach netila leka l'migzar shemo yiga. This already is difficult to understand. I mean, the Taisa says the whole thing is out tumah, and there's no gzeire. It's out kedusha, then the Taisis didn't understand that Yisusicha be geyser. That's me the Birchas Avromans to say, if the gather is viskadishtem, kedusha is gdorim and siogim, so memele there, the Yisusicha understand that Natila viskadishtem is mechayev, even though he did, because it out viskadishtem, since he might b'mashkiya de chazeres, so atzvis kadishnim, you have to wash your hands already. But the whole chiv is only out tumah v'tahara, then the rapapa held, you don't have to wash your hands, since he's not mechuyev to be mashkiya. Now, but this is not Tosis field, Tosis l'maisa. Lefi ze nire, l'maisa, de'ein levorich al oisei netila. You don't have to make a broche. When you dobo shetibuli b'mashke, you don't make a broche. Even the leka hocha mitzvah l'shmoydi b'rabbelezel ben aroch. The Gemara says that the netila of pas, the Gemara brings up sad rosh b'rabbelezel ben aroch, v'yodav l'shutof b'mayim, there's a din netila shedayim, that's the netila of pas. So there's a din ha-shekit shonah b'mitzvah yisa v'tzibon, mitzvah l'shmoydi b'rabbelezel ben aroch. About kaponim, about that din netila, which is l'shem kedusha, etc. But the din netila shouldn't be metame. There's no mitzvah to do it, so therefore there's no broch. You don't make all netila shedai. Kachoshkein anan sheinonu nizorim b'netamis atzmeinu melechom oichlem tmeim. We bechlal anan nizorim tumah v'tahara. Vein onu tzrichen loisa netila. So we zicha don't even need the netila. That shit is atoisvet. That means there's a big machlokes, mustama roiv people who are not nizer and netila shedayim bedova shetibule b'mashkin, even though the mechaber brings la aloche, not like Tosfos, that the bizman is that we should wash your hands. Al kaponim the mekila mustama asemech an shitas ha Tosfos, that the whole din netila is only a netila which was negei tumah v'tahara, it's not negei bizman hazeh. So the mailer, that's the Tosfos, and on the tzrichon lo isa netila. If a person will make a brocha הנטילה שדיים, הרי זה מבואס ברוכה לבטולה. בכל סדורים כוסו שצורך על הנטילה לבואך, ואיניר כדפרישס. So that sheet is hatoisvis, because this din netila is a netila which is only negeya tuma vetare, not negeya bismaneva. Tzarech sheyitel betibur sheini. So there was a drosha of Rav Chisde, notal yodov betibur rishin, notal yodov betibur sheini. Now, looking at this memre, it's shreklach. What is it telling us? It's telling us that if you wash your hands by the first tibul, you have to wash your hands again by the second tibul. Now there's a very big kasha. You have to wash your hands for the second tibul. The second tibul is made after the moitzi, so you wash your hands ready for the moitzi, but that's back in the second tibul. That's a big problem. Lav dafke nokat betibul shayni, the oved leibosar hamoitzi. You make it after the moitzi. The boy nitilus you die. So it's wrong. You don't need a second netila for the tibul, because the second tibul yaitse with the netila for the pat, for the maitzi. So really you should have said, not al yodov a tibul rish and not al yodov la pat. That's really what he wants to say. So the tibul sheini is epis lavdav. Lavdav can knock up a tibul sheini, the ovid lay bosar a maitzi, the boy netila shedayim. Al agav tibul rishin nokat tibul sheini. Since he said tibul rishin, he said tibul sheini. Vanatila nami gam latzayich tibul bo. I mean, he's not saying a shaker. You need a netila for the tibul sheini, but lamaise, the tibul for the netila for the tibul sheini is the netila for the pap. That's what Taisus wants to say. They bring down a rekeach, and the Motre also brings down such a sheet. That wants to fa'emfa Toisvis Kasha. The Rekeach says, and that's how the Rekeach loim shat na gemore. Rekeach says that, this a big man, Shuchnoch has brought down the sheet of Rekeach, that when do you have to wash your hands when you eat pas, tafke if you eat a kebeye of pas. Because a kebeye is mekabel tum. If you eat less than a kebeye of pas, since it's not mekabel tum, you don't have to wash your hands. In Allah, we pass like that, you shouldn't make a broch. We're machma, we do wash, but you shouldn't make a broch. Well, kaponim the rekeach held, you don't wash, period. Wash it, you wash. It's not mekabuto. So the rekeach learned pshat in this memory as follows. Meiker adin, of a person who does not have too much money for matzah, he could get away by the skin of his teeth with one kezayis matzah. Good, one moitzi, one matzah, metafikoymen, metkoyra. This is our, but meiker adin, a person could be yaitze mitzvah matzah with one kezayis. So if one is yaitze mitzvah matzah with one kezayis, you don't have to wash your hands at all for the pas. Because netila, you don't need netila shidaim on pas less than a kebeya. So therefore, but the tibul sheini, retais the mama molcha, but the tibul, even though the mother is also a kezayis, but there the din netila is not because of the oichel, it's because of the mashka mekabel tumma, is the mama molcha. A mashka is mekabel tumma bekolshu. So memele is very meduyik, the loshen of Rav Chisde, not al yodav betibul rishin, yitul yodav betibul sheini. Fakel, the matz is, it could be you'll be eating the afikoyman later, you're not up to it yet, and you don't have to wash for the afikoyman. The afikoyman is only a kezayis. So that's why, but the tibul, you have to make a tibul which is machayim netila. That's necessary. Because the memela, that's what it says, not al yodov betibul rishin, yit al yodov betibul sheini. There's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham, and the goin of Taisvis is chaylik under Rekeach. Magen Avraham says, why did Taisvis think of this iluyis? Is that right? Taisvis is chaylik under Rekeach. Taisus holds a pilana kezayis, you also need the tila. The goyim says Taisus can hold like the rekeach, but Taisus didn't want to say that the Gemara is speaking about a person only as a kezayis shal matzah. Merendach namala mentioned the moitzi and the matzah and the koyrech and afikayim and other dach episodes are a little bit more than one kezayis. So you have your kebeya ready. You need more than a kebeya. That's why Taisus had a problem. So Taisus had to say that the tibul sheini is lavda. Zorich sheyitel betibul ir. Hasuchi masach daitai v'noga. Taima, matzorich lahai taima, teipik lei de netila rishayna lehoysa l'shem kedusha, elosh lo yitamei es amashkin. Now, Taisvis got into hot water now. Taisvis l'shitosi got into very hot water. Why? Taisvis holds the din of dova shetibule b'mashke means the din netila is not alfis kadishta. The din netila is alfis, it sounds like a tumentare. The Taisvis said before, that was the Gemara says, Yitol Yodov B'Tibul Sheini. Does that mean Tibul Sheini means for the past? Now, the Netila of past is because of his Kaddishtem. Like the Taisvis, and now Taisvis got stuck. So Taisvis says, Poshe Techeshbet. You know why you have to wash your hands in Ochamol? According to me, it's Poshe you have to wash your hands. Because the first Netila was a Netila for Tuma V'Tare. But now you're eating pasta, it is a din of the tila of his kaddish. The Taisus just said this before Pshat in the Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara in Brachis said that when they first brought you a kaddish, you washed one hand. Later, hey sable, you washed both hands. So Taisus Takasha, why do you have to wash both hands? If the din of the tila of kaddish is also as his kaddish, so why do you have to wash both hands? So one hand is a gemash in the shine. She only have to wash the other hand. So Taisus proved from that Gemara that Takel, because the first Netila was L'shem Tuma V'Tare, the second Netila is L'shem V'Skadishtem, so Takel. So the Netila of Tare does not help. So now Taisus is in very hot water. So why does the Gemara have to say, Shnik Tare Regen Hester Chadas, push it? A Netila of Tuma V'Tare cannot pater Achiyim Netila V'Skadishtem. That's Taisus Kashe Taimo. Matzorich lai time, teipik lai, de netila rishayna lai haisa l'shem kedusha, ele shalo yetame es hamashken. So how could this help for pas? Yeshloima de salke daitok, de kivin she notal, yoyil afilu l'name. De chulun lai boi kabonet lakach tzorich lai time. So what does Taisvis answer? The Taisvis says, the Gemara held the salke daitok, that you don't need kavone for netila. This is chulin, this is not kochin. So ainach anami, the first netila was l'shem tare, but I was neifel yodayim already. It was neifel yodayim already. So I didn't have kavone of his kaddishtim. I didn't have kavone of his kaddishtim. So the Gemara da havamina held that it's sufficient. That's what the Gemara says, anu teres avasuhi asad baite. So that's the mir, the goyin is mavayer as follows. There's a machloikis in the Gemara and Chulin, if a person was ma'anis an isha to table herself, and she, and they tabled her. Shaloi meretzoina. If she muta labailo. So one man the Yama old, since she wasn't in there like a bono letaira, so she's also labailo. And one man the Yama holds Chulin loiboy kabon. And so she didn't have kabon. Atvila's given. She's toil. This is a machlekes in the Gemara, if chulin boy kabon, if chulin lay boy kabon. So that's me, the goyin says chat like this. Taisa says, the salke daitech, our Gemara held, chulin lay boy kabon. So chulin lay boy kabon, say bazoi, so why do you have to wash your hands in Ochamo? You washed your hands once for a double shikibuli b'mashkit should help for the pas also. The Gemara in Brachis that said, that when the Heisebo Tzorch Lito Shtei Yodom, that Gemara Tzchulen Boi Kavon. So Memele, so that is why you have to wash a second time. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Bola Matze Yotzo, Bola Morer Lo Yotzo, Bola Matze O Morer Yidei Matze Yotzo, Yidei Morer Lo Yotzo. Zokter Rashbam, Bola matzah, he swallowed matzah, v'loy le'oso. He did not chew it, he swallowed it. Yotzo, sherei kiyim be'erev toich lo matzah, sherei achila ilo, that's called achila. Achila does not mean necessarily chewing, achila means swallowing. Umiyu lechatchila tam matzah be'ina, lechatchila one should be malgish the tam matzah. That's lechatchila. As he says, aloshim b'dievet. Bola matze yotzo. Perhaps it could be that what the Rashbam says, l'chatchile, you have to chew it. Mi l'chatchile tam matze b'inon. There's a kasha
is a kasha that the Mefoshim ask. The Morim Brocha says that if matzah hamavusheles is not mekayim mitzvah matzah. If you cook the matzah, you're not mekayim mitzvah matzah. Why tam matzah beinon dolekem? So you see, there's a loche of tam matzah beinon. You have to be toyim the tam of matzah. When you cook it, it loses the tam part. It loses the tam matzah beinon dolekem. So we see there's a din of tam matzah. Here it says bola matzah yotzo, even though he wasn't toyim it. He wasn't. There was no mila chatchila tam matzah beinon, but here there was no tam matzah. He didn't taste anything. He swallowed it. There was no taste whatsoever. So the Mefoshim ask, so what is the difference? What is bola matzah yotzo? Why is the bishol matzah lo yotzo? So they say as far as into the Yoni Hashas brings down that kol aroy lebila and bila makevet. That means if the matzah mitzav atzmoi could give out a tam. No, I didn't taste the tam. So kol aroy lebila and bila makevet. So you have to taste as long as it's roy to taste. But you cook the matzah, not the name of tam anymore. So my mail then it's the apostle of matzah. The din of kol aroy lebila and bila makevet is also a bediyevedi kedin. Chapchila does a mitzvah bila. You should be boilo the mincha. If you want boilo, but the yevid is good. So that could be that pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, bola matzah yota. If he swallowed the matzah, he's yota. That means but the yevid is yota. So the Rashbam says, because chapchila you have to be margish tak at the time of the matzah. But the yevid, even though you want margish the time of the matzah, you yoitze, because the etzim, the matzah, has a tam, and as we mentioned before, there's a svav, kol loray labila bila makevet. Bola more, but what if a person swallowed more without chewing it? Lo yoitze. The beinen, tam more. By more, there's a din, you have to be margish the tam. So look at the mishim hochi, kopid rachmone. The Mordechai says up two words which will make Loshna Rambam a little bit more understandable. The Mordechai says, "Bala mor la yotze, the beinen tam mor bepi, the lek the mishum hochi kopet rachmone bedovol mar." Why did the Torah say you should eat a dovol mar? Kidei. Why did the Torah say that you should eat a dove of mar to lemarer es piv shal oichel? Zeicher v'yemoru es chayeya. They should be a zeicher v'yemoru es chayeya. The Rashbam by Stoisis is a beraisa de kizach. That one has to be margish the mariris of the morer to remember v'yemoru es chayeya. Kach matzosi sumemele. So if a person swallows the morer, so he got away with an achilas morer without a zeich of yemor chayim. He's not memarer as pit. Sumemele is not yoytze. Kach matzosi kosu b'chol asvorim b'peirish rabbein chanan. Matzat matzosi kosu. The girse bola morer lo yotzo. Not yoytze. The rabbeinu pirish, Rashi is goyres, bola moro yotzo. That you are yotzo. A different girse. Why are you yotzo? Either said in you need tamore. Yevshe shelo yehei boi tamore. That means even you don't chew it, you swallow it, you can't get away without tasting a tamore. So memele, so bola, so memele, so according to Rashi, the girse is bola matze yotzo. Bola moro yotzo. Yevshe. That's a yevsha that it doesn't have a tam of it. Now we have here, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, bolo matzah umorer, yidei matzah yotzo, yidei morer lo yotzo. Now we have to understand this aloche according to the Rashbam's pshat, and according to Rashi's pshat. So now the Rashbam is first going to explain Rashi's pshat. Pola matzo moro yachat, v'loi ochal adai loi mizeh v'loi mizeh, yidei matzo yotzo, so matzo was yotze, yidei moro lo yotzo. Ay, according to Rashi, whenever you swallow moro, you yotze because you spear the mariris, is hoyo v'loi lo asoy, v'ochal matzo imoy ein loi shum tam. I mean, if you swallow the morer alone, so there is a marira spell without chewing. If you're swallowing both, and so then you didn't chew it, so there's no tamor. That is according to Rashi's pshat. Olafin, according to the Rashbam's pshat, according to Rashbam's pshat, we have bola matze yota, bola morer lo yota. Bola matzo mori, they matzo yotze, they mori la yotze, vashteitzach. And that's what he said. That you don't need leisa for matzo, and you need leisa for mori. So what's pshat in this in our gilsa? Zok der Rashbam, olofi akosu besvorem, zok leforeish, bola matzo mori, yidei matzo miyu yotze. Chidish is that here you also yotze yidei matzo. Why not? My time that we are swore to say, after they matze lo yotz. Why? The ike tarti le reyuse. Here there are two cheskhaites. Chesara number one, shaloi toam tamat. Number one, he wasn't toim tamat. Chesara number two, vigam loinoga bigroinoi. The matze did not touch his goreng, shahamore choitit bintayim. It would seem that the Rashbam learned pshat that he wrapped around the mora around the matzah. So when Mele heard this tautil reyusa, he didn't taste the matzah, and the matzah did not touch his goren, because the mora is choyte. Af alpi kein yidei matzah yos, that's the chiddush. And afilu betautil reyusa, it still has a shame achila. That's the chiddush of this memory. Now let us go further. Kolchon besiv ubolon. What is if he wrapped it around besiv ubolon? Af yidei matzeh nami lo yotzo. Then one is not yotzo, afilu yidei matzeh. Kolchon shneyem yachad besiv. What is siv? Hagodol soviv adekel. This is something that grows around, it's the growth that grows on the trunk of the dekel. Lo yotzo, he's not yotze. Shrei lo yhoyo mamish bepiv, lo yzeh ve lo yzeh, chizayrik even lechem esdom. Now before we explain the Rashbam, let us tell over psay, a gringer pshat. I don't think the Rashbam is learning like this, but the Kesef Mishnah says, what is the chilik between if he wrapped around the chazeres around the matzah, he's yotze mitzvah matzah. If he wrapped around a sieve around the matzah, he's not yotze mitzvah matzah. So the Kesef Mishnah says as follows, that chazeres is a macho. Matzah is also a macho. So you have a klal, min b'minoi ein echot. So it's considered an achila of the matzah, the matzah does not touch the goring. But what is mafsik between the matz and the goren? Chazeres, eichet ha-machel. Min b'minay ein eichet. He explains this in the Rambam. The Rambam says, let's see what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam is speaking about if a person is swallows a nivlas oif toher, is mekabel tumet. And achilas a nivlas oif toher is metame bebeis amliyah. So the Rambam says, if he wrapped around the Nivlas Eif Toyer with Chazeres, he's tumming. He wrapped it around with a sieve, he's not tumming. So there the Kesef Mishnah says, pshat in the Rambam. So he says that pshat, if he wraps it around with an oichel, so we say, min b'mine einei choytzit, so it's considered an achila on the Nivlas Eif Toyer. If he wrapped it around the sieve, sieve is not an oichel, so then we say, min b'sheini mini is choytzit, so it's not called an achila. Agavuchet, this is the Makoya, Chaim Oizer brings down by a treife pill. It is preferable if a person would wrap a tissue around it. So, Mamel, that's the din of Kolchai Besiv, which it doesn't have a Teres Achilling Gans. Or if we will assume that the capsule, let's forget about the kashas of the capsule, the capsule, let's say, is a plastic capsule, let's not go into the Teres capsule, the capsule is a plastic capsule, so even the ingredients inside the capsule are Teres, so you have automatically the Kol Chai Besiv, because the capsule alone is not a Machl. Anyway, so this is a beautiful pshat. The Ran says a different vote over here. The Ran says that if you put a machal around it, it's derech achila on hilchas chatzitze. It's a machal on it, it's derech achila. If you don't put a machal on it, it's not derech achila. Dachsach mir, the Rashbam is saying a new vote in Gansi. Rashbam is saying, let us not go into the Oymek HaDvorim, but there's a Gvaldika Ha'ore that the Rishash asks on the Rashbam. L'chayre, if you ask us, we said two biurim devayu, that why Kolchem Besiv is not Yoytze. One biur was because he say, Mim B'sheini Mini Yishchoytze, and another biur is because not Derech Achille. So the halacha will be, if I take a piece of matzah, and I wrap around a sieve around a piece of matzah, it won't be Yoytze. Not the luck is that I have matzah wrapped around with mor and then wrapped around with sieve. Matzah alone, you won't be yoytzeh. The Rashbam says, kolchon shneyem yachad, you took both together, and then you wrap both around the sieve, hagodol sovi vadek, lo yot. So the Rishash asks on the Rashbam, why did the Rashbam have to say this? I said, Lashmul says, the Lashon HaGemara is mashmul like that, kolchon besiv. Anyway. But Al Kaponim, the Rashbam says the case. And the Rashbam says that's a modern lotion over here. The Rashbam says, Sharei loy hoyo mamish bepiv. It wasn't in his mouth. Loizeh veloizeh, ochezerik even lechem is domi. It would seem from the Rashbam means to say as follows, that if he wraps around the matzah with morer, so then there's only dinei chetzitze. The morer is choytzit between the matz and groinoi. That doesn't make it ois meise achila. It's called an achila with a chatzitze. But if he wrapped around the matzah with the morer, and the morer is wrapped around with a sieve, so that's considered loy hoyo mamish petiv. It's not a chatzitze bein a machel and groinoi. We look like it never even entered his mouth. That means it is so much separated from him, loyhoyim amish, but people, loyzev, zev, the chazayrik, even, lechem, mistami.